In the studio today, we have Brian Henderson, our travelling journalist, willing to talk about some interesting offer of accommodation. Brian, tell us more.
Sure. Here's the news. A European nation is offering grants to those interested in packing up and relaxing into remote island life. Sounds like a dream.
Definitely. But where is it?
The 30 islands are visited by 300,000 tourists a year, coming to admire their fishing lakes, scenic views and ancient ruins. It's the Republic of Ireland.
Seriously? Seems as though newcomers would be rushing to live there, doesn't it?
In fact, the islands are close to having no people living there at all. In total, about 3,000 locals live across the 30 small isles. Between 1996 and 2016, the population of the islands fell by 12.8%. It has worried the central government, who are forced to act.
What are they going to do about it?
A 10-year plan has been designed to increase job opportunities and give access to more services to function effectively. One of the essentials of it are the grants mentioned before, which will begin to be handed out earlier this month.
It's tempting, but what's the catch?
The islands included in the policy are cut off from the mainland daily by the tide and are not connected to it by bridges or raised paths across a wet area.
So you can travel to the mainland only at night?
That's true. But buying a ready-to-be-occupied house will get you €60,000 if it's on a remote island, just €10,000 more than if you bought on the mainland. However, the largest amount will go to those choosing to buy it on an island, but in bad condition.
Any other demands?
The money is designed to help people to fix and redecorate old properties that may become gradually damaged, and it has to be used for that purpose. Also, the houses have to be the ones built before 1993 and left empty for minimum 2 years.